Bible states that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. However, there are many people today who believe that the Word is not sufficient alone, and that faith must be linked to some sort of spiritual experience. So how do we evaluate if an experience is true or deceptive? Does the Bible have the answer? Not long ago, I was scanning through the channels on cable television. I came across a program where a psychic was giving her testimony. Although she claimed that for many years she was a skeptic of psychic phenomena, one day she decided to doubt her doubts and give the psychic realm a try. After being instructed to repeat a mantra over and over again, she noticed her personality changed. Soon she was transformed into another level of consciousness, and her whole world has ever since been transformed. A few years ago, while I was speaking in upstate New York, I went to the location where Joseph Smith grew up. When I went to the Mormon Tourist Information Center at the base of Hill Cumorah, I was surrounded by a number of Mormon missionaries who were more than willing to tell me about their faith. When I asked them how they knew Mormonism was true and that they were not being deceived, they gave me an answer based upon their experience. They said they knew it was true because they had experienced a burning in their bosom. When I asked where that could be found in the Bible, they told me that not everything that God does is in the Bible. There are many Christians today who also have been led to believe that they can have certain experiences and encounter God in the spiritual realm. Some say that God has touched them with the gift of laughter, or they've groaned with birth pangs like a woman in travail. Others claim that God has caused them to shake, twitch, roll on the floor, or even behave as a lion or dog or bull. They're convinced these are physical manifestations that indicate God is pouring out His power and recruiting a mighty army of God. So, what are we to make of these experiences? Which ones are from God? Elevated consciousness through humming mantras? A burning sensation in the bosom? Or by blessings being embraced by Christians who say God is doing something new? Can we ever evaluate and judge the validity of an experience based on the experience alone? It seems to me that without accepting a standard of truth as our guideline, we open ourselves up to being deceived. God's revelation as recorded in the Bible is such a standard. Certainly, Christians who claim they believe the Bible to be God's inspired word shouldn't have a problem accepting the Bible as our only reliable source for the truth. However, the present trend seems to show that this is not the case. It is for this reason I'm convinced many Christians are being led astray because they value experience over the Word of God. The Bible states that in the last days there will be many false teachers and prophets leading people astray. Should we not pay attention to these warnings before it's too late?